Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a calm conversation about the mundane. Today's show is going to start with a little tiny bit of a trigger warning. I just want to start by saying I am perfectly fine, but I haven't released a show in a few weeks because I injured my foot. So, dear listeners, I know a lot of people have reached out to ask why we haven't had a show in a bit. I apologize. My foot was really sore and injured and I couldn't really walk. And so I couldn't get to our studio to record. And so what we did, I'm feeling better. I've had x-rays. It seems like I've bruised my bone in my foot and we're working with it and I'm walking much better. So I don't want anyone to think anything else. But in order to record today, my lovely wife, Amanda, welcome Amanda to the show.
Hi, I was just thinking about the narrative of your foot.
Maybe we'll talk about that. Was kind enough to bring my second tier equipment up to our bedroom so we could record with my foot stretched out and iced in the bed, which we've never recorded in the bed before. And this is a show about sleep. So thank you for doing all that for me.
For most people, that would be a clandestine thing. For us, it's a relaxing thing.
Yeah, so we're just relaxing from the third floor of our place with comfortable pillows and me propped up. So thank you, Amanda, for that.
No, thank you.
For helping me set this up. So I'm going to do my best to record consistently, but I apologize for the last 3 weeks and not having any episodes or any social media post to let you know what was going on.
Listen, everyone takes a vacation, even you, and your foot decided that it was time for you to take a vacation.
And that's what I'm doing, a little vacation. Speaking of vacations, tell me, Amanda, what do you pack in your suitcase that you put with you on the plane? Not the one you check, not your checked bag.
Oh, because you know I'm very what's the word?
Persnickety?
That's a word. I don't know that that's the word. I'm very precise.
Okay.
With what I pack and how I pack it. And I feel very taken care of when I have all my things in their place. I think when I travel, I'm the most Virgo I am. Because I'm a Virgo in the
truest sense of the word.
Well, in the astrological world. Which, you know, you might believe in that or not believe in that, but for me, my Virgoism is my preciseness, but it's not always there. It comes and goes. And but I think at my heart, that's who I am. And certainly I'm in my heart when I travel. So I have had a few different backpacks over the years. I like to travel with a backpack. And my current backpack, it was actually your backpack.
That's right. I had purchased this backpack that I was really excited to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't working out for me. I didn't like it. I spent quite a bit of money on it. And I just couldn't make it work. And I was ready to...
You were trying to sell it.
I was trying to sell it and get rid of it.
I'm so glad you didn't, because I've used it so many times.
And then you said, let me try it. And you're like, I love this backpack.
Yeah,
like,
it was great.
It's the worst backpack for me, and it's the best backpack for you.
Should we name the company or just leave that out?
Oh, I'm sure you can name the company. I mean, they're not a sponsor, but listeners like to know.
Okay, well, it's a Lululemon backpack. And as a former yoga teacher, or a yoga teacher on a very long sabbatical, as I like to say, I used a lot of their products at one time in my life, and I do find their backpacks particularly intuitive,
right,
and very well made. And I appreciate a company that will mend or fix something long after the purchase date for you, and that is genuinely their mission, genuinely and generally. I don't know if it still is, because I haven't bought anything in the last little while from them.
Sure.
But so I had a Lululemon backpack. I had the zipper replaced. I had the mend. I had all these things, and finally it died. But it died after I took it on at least a plane a week, right, for 3 years. So it, as our friend would say, it owed me nothing.
Right. What makes a good backpack for you?
I think there's an intuitiveness, lots of compartments, strength. The number one thing you don't want about a backpack is when it is particularly full and you need it to hold things. You don't want a zipper, you know, like you took off your jacket and it's going in there and suddenly it's bursting. You want a zipper that's going to contain everything and hold it, not something that's going to pop open.
And you really test your zippers. I can.
I do.
I can swear to that, because you like to stuff your bags.
Like to or need to?
Well, probably need to. And I remember one time I was telling you, I think if you put any more in that, we might have problems. And sure enough, you and your mother stretched it to the max and zipped it up, and then
pop goes the weasel.
Yeah. But anyways, back to your...
That was our hard shell too.
It was a really funny moment.
You were so... No, it wasn't. Not at the time. You were very upset.
I wasn't very upset. I was fine, because you were upset with your mother.
I was laughing.
Well, first you kind of gave your mother a bit of the, I told you we shouldn't stuff it. He was telling me that this is what was going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. And that made me less
It was
upset.
All because, dear listeners, it was all because my mother, sweet lady that she is, she sews. She would never say she's a champion sewer, but
she's great.
But she sews out of necessity. So right. It wasn't, she's not the person that would make us cute little dresses. Right. She couldn't be bothered with that. But she certainly will make drapes, pillows, and things she wants for her home. So she was making me pillows.
Oh, that's right.
And so
that's right.
She had all these pillows at their place. And so I had to get on the plane and I'm trying to take these pillows, but
pillows take up
a lot of room.
Pillows are so not the thing you want to travel with. Like,
well, they're light, but...
Well, no, but like, you don't want to stuff your... Of all things,
it really takes up a lot of space.
It's like books,
it's the
right?
The antithesis.
Packing books that are so heavy. But anyway, so your mother made all these pillows.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what opened it up. But because you think, oh, I can just compress them. They're pillows, but they still open up and take a lot of space, right? Anyway, the perfect... backpack, as I said, has strength, so the zipper doesn't pop, and lots of compartments. I like having a space for my computer so that I don't have to have a separate computer case. So if a backpack has like a gel foamy kind of section that I can just slip my computer into,
then that's meant for technology, like,
yeah,
tablets, like,
exactly. And sometimes my tablet goes into that space too if I'm traveling with one. And it has a top. I like having a top compartment so that when it's under my feet in the plane, I can kind of just pull that top part up just a little bit, open it up, and have access to any of the things I need without fully pulling the entire thing onto my lap and disrupting everything. So things I would put in the top or in the front. There's a little front compartment.
Right.
So I put headphones into, it's almost like a little plaid pill box that I got in a museum once. And you looked at me like I had three eyes because you're like, why are you buying that? And I was like, this is the perfect headphone
box. Right, right.
It's like the size of my thumb. It's sort of hard and clamped shut, and it's perfect to put one or two sets of headphones in. So I put them in there. I always have lip balm.
Yes, you do. I'm always grateful that you have it.
I always have access to lip balm, especially on planes.
You don't realize how dry your lips get on planes and things.
Yeah, yeah. I always want to have one handy. There's nothing worse than having dry, even chafed or cracked lips and not being able to do something immediately about it.
Sure.
It drives me crazy. So lip balm, a computer, headphones, tissues.
Eye mask. You always travel with at least one eye mask.
I usually have two. You tell me you won't care, and then you're grateful when I hand you one.
It's true.
So I have a compartment for them. I have a little bag of them.
Another trigger warning. We once got into a little...
Oh, right.
Little tiff on a plane because someone stole your eye mask, remember?
Was it mine or yours? Oh, it was mine.
It was yours because I never travel with an eye mask.
So, let me set the stage. So, we were...
Don't make it too exciting because people are trying to...
It wasn't exciting is not the word.
No, fair.
Do we have a space between us, a middle seat between us?
We did.
And was there a person there or no?
No, it was just us.
So, how did it end up on your seat then? Okay. So, the plane was still filling with people. So, you know that kind of moment. You get on the plane. You find your seat. You're like 36A. Okay, that's me. You're 36C. It wasn't a full plane. So, you get the aisle and I get the window or vice versa. But in that case, that's what it was. And there's other people behind you. So, you want to sit there fairly quickly. And then you kind of wait for spaces where you can put your bag up top or get settled.
Sure.
You know, like I get my eye masks out would be one of the things I would do. So I got my eye masks out and I asked you if you wanted one. You did. And you were standing, I think, in the aisle. Your eyes were not on the seat necessarily. So you're sort of standing in your seat, but kind of getting things out of your bag up top. And the aisle was wide enough that people were sort of shimmying by you, right?
Right, right.
So that eye mask, I put it on your seat as you stood very close to the seat. And then you looked or I looked and said, wait, where did it go? And it wasn't there. And it was our personal eye mask. And so...
I think that's key of the story. It wasn't an eye mask. It
wasn't a freebie.
Yeah, this plane didn't provide very much, if anything at all. It didn't even provide drinks, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, it didn't provide drinks, You had to buy water.
But you had to buy water before you got on the plane. You had to pay for it prior to...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something odd like that.
Yeah, you had to pre-buy your water if you wanted water. But it was a short-ish flight.
It was a short-ish flight.
My memory was it was from Israel to Turkey.
I'll go with that, sure.
I think it was, from Tel Aviv to Istanbul.
I think it was even shorter than that.
Well, anyway.
It was Jordan to...
No, because... Was it at night? Jordan to Tel Aviv?
No, it was during the day. Anyways,
it doesn't
matter.
I think it was Tel Aviv to Istanbul. Anyway, maybe. Maybe not. It was somewhere in there.
Right.
Maybe it was Turkey to Heathrow.
No, that would
like
be far.
Istanbul.
That would be...
Yeah, no, I know it would be, but...
No, but it was a very short flight.
Istanbul to Heathrow is not a long... That's like a 3 hour.
Okay, whatever. It was...
It doesn't matter. I think it was Istanbul to London.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. And so I put it on that seat and then I said, where did it go? I just put it there. And we look, and I'm like, but I just put it on the seat. And you looked, and you're like, well, it probably fell. And I'm looking, and you're looking, and it's not there.
It's not there. It's like it disappeared in thin air.
People are starting to sit. People are, you know. And now I'm just mad. It's a eye mask I purchased with a little, I had the matching bag on me. It's not a big deal. Obviously, it's not a high ticket item, but it's more, I wanted it for the flight, and
sure,
I wanted you to have it for the flight.
I needed it for the flight.
So you could sleep. Anyway, after some discussion, I think you... Did anyone see an eye mask?
I think I did. I think I kind of... Because I was standing right at the time. And I mean,
it was really bothering me.
I didn't make a huge announcement. I just kind of made an announcement where,
like, you didn't get on the speaker.
No, I'm not that type of person. The only
and people
speaker,
were still kind of filing in, but we were at the back of the plane, I think. So people were filing in more in the front.
I think I was kind of saying it just to people around us in case it had fallen and we didn't see it.
You're right. Like the people behind us, maybe it had fallen. Maybe we
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Like, hey, did you see an eye mask? Did you see those? And then three or four things down, I think finally somebody said that they had it.
I think so.
Or somebody else said she has it.
That was it.
I think that's what happened. They said she took it. Someone saw her take it.
Yeah, someone said she took it. I saw her take it. That's what they said.
Yeah, and we were like, what?
We couldn't. It was kind of like whoever took it was very stealthy because you were sitting down next to the seat where you had placed it, right? And I was standing.
And it wasn't a particularly roomy plane.
No, it was like they were like a cat burglar, if you will.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Did they think it was a free...
Perhaps. That's what I think.
You know, maybe Turkish Airlines flight mask.
Maybe they saw it. Maybe I had
moved. Maybe they thought it was from first class and migrated back.
Yeah, maybe they were like, oh, this is just on their seat. They don't even realize
Who knows the intention of one takes something? I mean, I think at that point, it wasn't obvious you were sitting in that seat.
Right.
So they might have thought someone left it. Yeah. Hey, free eye mask. Fair enough. But the real controversy with the eye mask debacle
happened much later.
Because
we didn't really care.
I think I posted or you posted about the
eye mask. It was more of a funny little incident.
I might have been tweeting about
it. I think we were just laughing about how it happened. And we were like, whatever, if they want to keep the mask. And I think they kept the mask or did they give it back to us?
They gave it back to us.
They gave it back to us. It wasn't at the time
it was. No, she kind of was like, oh, I have it. Or someone's like, she took it. And then we're like, did you take an eye mask? And she was like, at that point, the jig was up of the great eye mask.
But she was lovely and we were lovely.
It wasn't overly contentious, but it was questionable.
Right. It's one of those things where you start...
She was an opportunist, not a thief.
Right.
I think it's more the way to look at it.
Fair.
If I'm being charitable, who knows? I mean, I think so. But then there was a whole thing, and I think you posted about it in flight or something, kind of as a joke.
I posted about, like, one of those things where it was like, you'll never guess what happened. I think I put it on Facebook.
Everyone supported you and made jokes about
Everybody was kind of... thinking it was very funny because it's
everyone
a funny story.
Everyone
but one who shall remain nameless because I don't want that person to feel badly.
Well, it rhymes with my wrister.
Okay. I'll let you sell out your wrister.
I don't care. She knows what she did.
Okay.
So anyway, she said, what's the big deal? It's an eye mask or something like that.
For the record, I love your wrister.
Anyway, and so everybody else was like, she was like, why are you getting so upset? And she kept going on like, what's the big deal? Why are you getting so upset? I guess you really have a problem that you need an eye mask or something. I have to go back and look. And it was just like, what is she doing?
Right.
Why? Really? This is the side? This is the hill to die on? Like, really? We kind of just let it go.
Mm.
And that was that. Or so we thought.
Oh, no. Are you going to part two of this story? Now I feel badly.
Now I'm just talking about family grievances. 6 weeks later, we step off yet another plane, this time in a place that shall remain nameless, but rhymes with Ralifax. Rosha.
Okay.
And the first thing she says to us is, did Marco find his eye mask? Facetiously and with a tinge of an acid tongue.
I don't
and
know.
Thus
what the,
began a new argument.
I think this is can only
the wound. The scab was peeled off, and the wound bled fresh again, of the eye mask debacle of 2019.
Well, listen, everyone's over it now. I will say though, speaking of selling people out, I recently got sold out. By a six-year-old daughter of a friend we have.
You use the term sold out very loosely. No, I need to clarify.
I got sold out large.
Anyone telling anything about you is, in your opinion, getting sold out.
All right, dear listeners, you let me know if you think I got sold out in this occasion. So we were driving with some friends, and I happened to be in the backseat with their daughter. And their daughter, who's 6 years old, was in the car seat and said, "Marco, you know, my mother told me to unbuckle my seat and grab the pillow from behind."
It was a big moment. I was in the car when it happened, and she said, "Well, if you really want your pillow, we're going to have to do something like I used to do when I was a kid. We're safe. We're driving, so it's not ideal, but you're going to unbuckle your seat for 2 seconds and just reach back and grab it and then buckle back up."
So she tells me the stories, and she says, "Don't you think that was dangerous?" And I said, I said, "I know your mother, and she wouldn't take unnecessary risks, so I don't think so." And she's like, "But I had to unbuckle my seat and grab the pillow."
In the moment that she did it, she said, "Mom, is this legal?"
Right.
So she's very concerned with what's legal, and also she's pretty precocious, and she likes to tell her parents what she thinks the best parenting tips are.
Well, she tells me this story, this scenario, and I said, "Well, I'm certain. I said, "How far was the pillow? Was it in the trunk? Like, did you have to go?" And she's like, "No, it was just over here." I said, "So you unbuckled it and basically reached and grabbed it and then buckled your seatbelt?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "I think that was probably fine." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "But it was dangerous." And I'm like, I don't know. It sounds like we were on some pretty quiet streets, too. And I said, "I'm sure it was fine." Cut to us driving back from where we went. Now I'm in the front seat. Her mom is in the back seat. And my friend is driving, her father. And I'm helping with directions. So I'm giving our friend directions. And I hear from the back seat, this little munchkin says to her mother, "You know, I was speaking with Marco, and he says, in some ways you're a good parent, and in some ways you're a bad parent," is what she says.
For the record, did you say that, Marco?
For the record, I did not. In no way, first of all, I think my friend is a great parent, but she's saying this, and I'm trying to give my friend...
She's an exceptional parent. Yeah. I mean, and she tries very hard to have open and honest conversations with her daughter and to honor her feelings.
Right. And so I'm telling the driver like directions, but I'm hearing this, and I said no such. And of course our friend is like, "Well, I'd really like to know what he said, why he considers me a bad parent." To which this 6-year-old sells me out and says, "Marco said you shouldn't have let me take off my seatbelt. It was very dangerous. And what kind of parent are you?" I never said such words, but hearing it from the back being misquoted was quite hilarious, but quite a moment for me and this little girl who was so beyond funny. Lovely. But that was another little incident. We're just really airing our laundry, it sounds like.
Travel mishaps. I don't know. Travel antagonistic things. Sure. I don't know.
Now, you had said that your mother is a person who sews.
Right.
Would you consider yourself a mender?
No.
No.
I mean, in my heart, I mend.
Broken hearts?
Spirits.
Okay.
But I used to sit with my buttons that had popped off and thread sit and like re-sew buttons on. Like I would hold on to stuff and maybe twice a year re-sew the buttons.
You would pick like a day?
Yeah. I would sit in front of, you know, do something calm, television, cool, or put some music on or whatever. And I would say I have some light sewing to do. And I don't know that I ever darned my socks.
Sure.
But I certainly would sew on missing buttons, hem pants. I would sometimes not do a great job of it.
But you would.
Yeah, I have definitely.
I've seen you hem a skirt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you?
I believe so.
It's been a while. I don't think I've had anything with buttons, now that I think about it, or needed to be hemmed in a long time. But I used to, I'd sort of set it aside and say, okay, I have a few things I want to do, or sew a patch.
Right.
I've done that a few times onto jeans and things. Hand sewing.
Would you use a thimble?
No. No. I'm not that fancy. Okay. I mean, when I say sewing, here's what I mean. I have a ripped thing here, a missing button there. It goes into some sort of box or pile or bag or whatever. It sits there for 3 months.
Sure.
And when I have a few more things, I'll take like a sewing kit I got from a hotel.
Okay.
And sew that button back on or whatever it is, you know? So I've done that a bunch of times. I haven't done that recently. I haven't had need to, but I don't have a sewing machine. I'd like one though.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, I would like one. It's been on the list for a while.
Well, Amanda, that about takes us towards the end of the podcast. I just want to say, once again, to anyone who has an injury out there that you're nursing back to good health, I'm with you. I'm thinking of you. And I hope you get better and feel better very soon. I'm certainly feeling better, especially being in front of the microphone with you,
Amanda. It does feel nice, and it's been too long.
We recently bought new pillows. How are you liking these pillows?
I'm loving them. Well, we actually bought new pillow covers. I don't think you realize I've put old pillows into those pillow covers.
What do you mean? No, I'm talking about these pillows that we're laying on.
Oh, I thought you meant the ones outside.
No.
The yellowy ones.
The yellowy ones. I think I saw that you put.
No, these are new pillows. Yeah, I'm enjoying them. They have a cool touch aspect that I'm enjoying.
They're short. They're short pillows. That's the only thing.
Well, maybe our heads are just too large.
Maybe. Well, on that note, Amanda, I want to thank you so much. We certainly traveled in this episode.
We did, with our eye masks and our car seats with children.
I actually want to thank my friend Trevor for lending me his foot brace.
Yeah.
Which has proven to be so helpful. And my chiropodist said to me, that's a really good foot brace. And I was like, thank you to my good friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, enough about my foot. I feel like I've exhausted
it.
It's like my foot this.
Well, your foot has been
keeping me up at night, I'll say.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
But other than that, this is the last I'll talk about my foot, I hope. We hope you were able to listen to this episode and hopefully drift off, or at least get a chuckle or two out of the stories we told.
About my wrister.
About your wrister, about being sold out, and about the eye mask caper.
Yes, the great eye mask caper of November 2019.
Well, you remember the date.
Well, it's Virgo.
Right. Well, thank you for listening, folks. We hope you were able to listen and sleep.